time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. The listener tries to guess the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Matthew Ray is on the phone from Fishers, Indiana. Matthew, welcome to PT.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. So I understand that you're on the Piano Puzzler this week because of a Christmas present. Is that true?
Yes, it is. My teenage daughter gave me a Christmas present last year of having a chance to get on the show.
So was that a welcome Christmas present?
I'll tell you after this.
We'll see how it goes. Matthew, yeah. what's your musical background?
I have music degrees in piano, and I'm a computer programmer these days, but music's still important. My kids play music and try to stay involved that way.
Excellent. And they keep you involved by getting you on the Piano Puzzler on national radio. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Bruce is going to play the puzzler. It'll be your job to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck, you can call on me as a lifeline.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Very nice.
Matthew, what do you think?
Well, I believe the tune is My Favorite Things.
Ah, yes. Perfect.
Very good.
And I'm still trying to think who the composer might be. I mean, it's modal, rhythmic, folk-like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bartok would be my
yes.
first guess.
Well, that's perfect. Your first guess is enough.
Two
yes.
perfect
okay.
first guesses. So My Favorite Things in the style of Béla Bartók. And Matthew, you said that you heard kind of a folksy sound. Is that what gave you the clue that it might be Béla Bartók?
Yeah, that and the modality of the mm-hmm. of the piece.
Bruce, what did you have in mind for Bartók?
Well, those things are both true. It's like one of his Romanian folk dances. And it has accents in the Bartók style. Sometimes it goes into five, like this. One, two, three, four, five. I heard you, Fred. And it does have all the, you might have noticed that the tune, My Favorite Things, is put in a two. It's usually in three, like this. But here it's in two with very open fifths, kind of the sense of bagpipes or drones that gives it a nice folk feeling. And one of the other things, besides the accents in the fifths and the 5/8 quality, is that there are chromaticisms. There are some dissonances that don't normally go in these kinds of modalities, but with Bartók, they do. You probably heard that, too. I would imagine that was part of the feeling.
Yeah.
And there's also these parallel harmonies. These are all major chords in what's called parallel motion, and then there are a few minor ones.
That's something Bartók did?
He did.
That parallel motion? Yeah.
Everything in here, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I tried not to do anything except the tune, right?
Well, now that we know, Bruce, can we hear this again? My Favorite Things in the style of Béla Bartók?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm picturing Julie Andrews in the hills outside Budapest instead of Salzburg.
Great.
My favorite things in the style of Béla Bartók, this week's piano puzzler, and Matthew Ray. You nailed it. Well done.
Well, thank you.
So how do you
Much
feel about
relieved.
That? How do you feel about that Christmas present now?
Oh, I think it's a pretty good one.
I could see why she gave it to you.
Absolutely. Nicely done. And Matthew, what's your public radio station?
WICR.
WICR is where you hear Piano Puzzlers and Performers Today, yes?
Yes, and the podcast, too.
And the podcast online from performerstoday.org. Matthew Ray from Fishers, Indiana, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.